Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Audio Frontier.
Football daft with G4 claims. Been involved in a road traffic accident? Call them now on 01698 767 172.
Boys, where are we? Where are we? Where are we recording this?
We are currently in the G4 Claims studio.
Yes, G4 Claims HQ.
G4 Claims.
Feel that bass there, man. Feel that bass. That's good.
I kind of feel like I'm in Sons of Anarchy sitting at this table.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
It's a wee bit like the room as well, quite.
Aye.
You watch Sons of Anarchy, John?
Yes, I do.
Do you remember the room? You used to have the meeting. What did they call it? They called it the... What did they call the meeting? What was the meeting called?
I can't remember.
Did not have a name, the meeting? It was a... They're all swagging them with their cuts on and all that, remember? But anyway...
We should get football daft cuts.
Sons of Anarchy, right?
Remember they used to make, the...
football daft, just heard that. Football daft, bro.
Remember they used to make the trial... What was it they called? Trialists again?
Trialists?
Like trialists for Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, it was a... Aye,
Prospect.
Prospect. He died in real life, man.
Aye, fucking... But he murdered somebody before.
Aye, that's right, I know. But, let's not get to that, but...
Remember they used to make them take their cuts off before they sat at the table?
Do you think we should get Gosha in as a prospect?
Maybe. Well, Kev the chef.
We should have like different prospects.
make them do our
they shit. Walk in with a cut and go, take that off before you sit down.
Take that off. And also, going out there and get my car washed.
Go and get me a coffee for that machine. But anyway, Sons of Anarchy, right? They mental motorcyclists. They probably were in a few accidents in their time,
aye.
Right?
It probably wasn't their fault, I know.
It probably wasn't their fault, but remember... If you are like a motorcyclist and you've been in an accident or you're just like a normal car driver like myself, you've been in a road traffic accident and you're not at fault, G4 Claims can make it easy for you. They can provide you with the complete accident management support you require. They'll recover their costs from the at-fault party, sort you out for a like-for-like vehicle replacement. They'll also organise your vehicle to be repaired at one of their approved body shops and return to you. And should your vehicle be deemed a write-off, they will recover the pre-accident value for your car and write you a big fat cheque for it. And best of all, it won't cost you a penny as they charge... Yes, that is the silver lining.
Won't cost you a penny.
Won't cost you a penny. That's the silver. That was a great use of the buttons there, by the way, because they'll charge the at-fault insurance direct. And G4 Claims, they don't cold call, they don't buy data, and once they've processed your claim, your insurance will remain unscathed. And the best thing is, Nicole and the team over there won't take on your case if they don't think they can help. So, if you've been in a road traffic accident or know someone that has, get on to G4 Claims on 01698 767 172. That's 01698 767 172. Get them at notatfaultclaim.com or find them on social media at G4 Claims Limited. G4 Claims.
Not at fault claims. Made easy.
G4 Claims. G4 Claims. G4 Claims. G4 Claims. Boom.
Football daft with G4 Claims. Find them on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram at G4 Claims Limited.
Now, let's welcome one of the finest sports broadcasters in the country. You will have seen her on Sky Sports, BBC and Open Golf. It is none other than Ailey Barber. Welcome to the show, Ailey. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.
So I see you're sitting there with your St Johnstone top on. You buzzing for the game tonight?
Absolutely buzzing. Yeah, I am just about to head out the door. I haven't been sitting in this all day.
since the first leg?
Since a week ago. It's not been off. Smells a bit now.
She's not been to bed or anything. She's just buzzing.
Did you watch the first leg though?
I did, mate.
It was exciting. It was some game. It was.
When the referee blew for the penalty, I actually cheered. Mm-hmm. Do you know one of them ones? Yes. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I want every Scottish team to win in Europe.
Apart from my team, Rangers, he doesn't really want us to do well. And we haven't done well, but we'll move on from that. It's Ailey Barber we're talking to, okay? So what do you think the night? What do you think? Do you think he's going to do it?
I'm really confident. Defensively, I think we can do the business defensively. I do have slight concerns about the lack of goals we have had so far. over the start of this campaign, but also last season as well. We're going to have to take any chance that comes our way tonight, but fingers crossed.
So who do you think is the key player tonight, and why is it Sean Rooney?
I don't even think it is Sean Rooney. So you,
Ali McCann.
McCann was excellent.
I want him at Rangers. I think he's such a good player. I really do. I've said that a few times.
I was going to say my name like McCann, then I remembered that wee bastard.
Oh, sorry about him. Really, sorry. Who do you think's the key man then?
Jason Kerr, Xander Clark, Ali McCann, and mm-hmm. then you have to go Chris Kane up front. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Xander Clark is tremendous.
Aye, he's. I mean, every time I see him,
a threat in both boxes as well. If you remember last season, Ailey.
Another dig at Rangers. This is about Ailey, not about slagging Rangers. Oh, sorry about him.
I've not been able to do it for a long time. I apologise.
I think every time I watch it, Johnson, though, always, all right, he's scored first. It's going to kind of go against what I'm saying. But as a team, if they score first, mm-hmm. I don't see them losing many games.
They don't concede many goals. What Callum's done with that back line, and actually the midfield as well defensively, has been incredible. And that has been the foundation. It took us 11 games to get a win last season, and he stuck with it. And I think hats off to him for that, because when you look at the cup games that we've played, and even the games in the league, but the cup games that we've played certainly were very difficult to break down. So that's what I'm pinning hopes on tonight.
How good is your memory?
Sometimes it's all right, and sometimes I can't remember where I put my keys 5 minutes ago.
Right. Who was the last team to beat St Johnson in any cup game?
Maybe at the quiz already?
Wasn't last.
But I tell you what, that's a good question, isn't it?
That's a very good question.
It would have been, how far did we get in the Scottish Cup the season before? Under Tommy. Crikey. I can't even remember.
I'll tell you what, we'll let you away with it.
Do you know the answer, too?
I don't like to remember.
He doesn't know the answer. He doesn't even know the answer.
You could have said any team there. And they were great that night.
I think it might have been Celtic.
Might have been.
Sorry about that.
I mean.
Right, so.
Anyway, Ailey, we'll move on from, because I can tell there's a lot of nerves and you want to get away to watch game. But we'll first ask you, how did you get a big break into TV?
A lot of perseverance, to be honest. I did a degree at Stirling Uni and I did some work experience at the same time, and just kept knocking on people's doors and got really lucky, met some people who helped me massively. First off, Andy Gillis, who was involved heavily with Five Live, did some bits and pieces with Radio Scotland. I met John Beattie, who's still on Radio Scotland. Yeah. He gave me some bits and pieces over the summer. Then STV. I got my first sort of contract was with STV on Scott Sport.
You know, Scott Sport. That was an institution back in the day, Scott Sport. That. Jim Whiting, that was great.
It was a berry. Yeah. Remember Archie McPherson?
Aye.
What a commentator. Sorry, I'm pure reminiscing there.
Editing match highlights for that was my first contract.
That would have been fun.
That would have been, definitely. So, like, obviously, you're so familiar on our screens and stuff now, really, with football and stuff, and obviously the golf, but who is your favourite pundit to work with? I know we asked you this on Patreon, on the teammates, but who is your favourite pundit to work with?
Well, I love working with Boydie and Faddy. The two of them are great fun. Brilliant fun. Darren Fletcher he's brilliant to watch football with.
He is one, Dan Fletcher, that I've seen a few times now. I go, he's going to go places. He knows, he's on the ball.
See anybody that played football under Alex Ferguson, they mm-hmm. seem to be a right good pundit. Like Gary Neville's tremendous, mm-hmm. tremendous, and obviously Fletcher.
Aye, definitely.
He's excellent.
And then down the road, I love working with Dion Dublin, Micah Richards, Alex Scott.
Richards, he's everywhere now, isn't he? He's tremendous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
really so much fun.
Well. I think he's the only person on the planet that Roy Keane scared of.
He like scares him out of niceness.
Aye, he is. It's very infectious. Like when you see him smiling and you see him, he just seems a really nice guy. But what about Boydie, right? I want to talk about Boydie a wee bit. Like, obviously, last season in particular, he became a bit of he was always a hero amongst Rangers fans for what he's done, but he became a bit...
Lovely person.
You absolutely love him, obviously, Tull. But do you ever, I don't know, Ailey, do you ever, like, when you're commentator, you're there on games with Boyd. Do you ever want Rangers to get beat just to get the smile wiped off Boyd's face?
Only when it's St Johnstone they're playing.
That's a good answer. Good answer. There we go. There we go. Good answer.
All right. Yeah. All right. I'll take that. I'll take that. Is there ever a point in sometimes when you're just thinking, you're talking a lot of shite?
Apart from the new.
When there's any sort of pundit that starts talking, do you ever want to just go, shut up, you're talking nonsense?
No, I'm usually listening to about three or four voices in my ear, so I'm not fully concentrating usually on what being said, but sometimes I do think, oh, where are you going with this?
I'm not fully concentrating at the end of that. What?
How did we end up on this tangent?
I think Ailey's sitting on her couch now thinking, how did we get here? Like, what's it me and you talking to?
Like, so I've been perfect now.
Obviously, you're a big St Johnstone fan, Ailey, but it went really good last season. But do you ever get to go to the games, or are you always too busy working?
Usually too busy working, but cup games, if they're midweek, obviously games like tonight, then yeah, any chance I get, I'll go along. But it is quite hard to fit it in.
So what was it? Do you remember your first ever St Johnstone game that you went to?
I do. It was against Motherwell at McDermott Park. It was 0-0 and Paul Cherry scored an offside goal. And I didn't know what offside was. So that, in a weird way, kind of hooked me in a little bit more.
Because of football
that I didn't understand.
First games, it does indoctrinate you into whatever team you go to, doesn't it?
Aye.
It's tremendous.
My first game was a Rangers versus Beitar Jerusalem game. That was the first game I ever went to. It was a Champions League qualifier. No joke.
Brothers in arms.
No, so obviously, Ailey, who's your favourite all-time St Johnstone player?
There's been a lot, but probably I'd go Nick Dazovic.
I was going to say that.
What a player he was.
I remember he scored the goal at Parkhead and St Johnstone won 1-0. And I just thought he absolutely ran the game that night. He was tremendous. Dazovic was a great player.
He was like quite iconic as well. You know, the long hair, the fact that he was like a rock star and all of that as well.
And he was as wide as he was tall. He was a wee guy, but he was stocky as anything as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he scored some cracking goals as well.
He did. Aye.
So you were at most of the Euros, weren't you, broadcasting? What was that like?
It was amazing. That first game at Hampden was incredible. The noise, like having had empty stadiums for however long leading up to that one. I'd done a couple of Premier League games at the end of last season where they had fans in, but nothing like Hampden on that opening game. The noise was unbelievable. I kept looking around saying, like, where is everyone? How can that few people be making this noise? It's insane. But, you know, obviously the result wasn't what we wanted, but what an experience to be there. And, you know, it happened at the Women's World Cup as well, when I saw them play against England in the opening game. Like, to see a Scotland team walk out of the tunnel in a major tournament, it's actually quite emotional in a strange way. You know, we've waited so long for it and... Mm. To see the women do it and then to see the men do it as well, it was something else to see that.
I look back as a kid, you'll be the same too. You look back at USA 94, staying up late watching the games, Italia 90, France 98, but there was something about, obviously that's the World Cups, but talking about the Euros, there was something about just that Euros there. It's one of the best I think I can remember. Like, it was obviously what we've been through, the pandemic, but I just feel it was one of the best major football tournaments I've ever seen.
I think, like, quite a lot of people lost interest in international football during the South Africa World Cup.
I remember that.
Because remember, there was very few goals in that tournament, remember?
Mm-hmm. But it was then, off of Vuvuzelas.
That, you took your ball, that's all you could hear. Oh, it's the only time you want to turn music on when you watch the football on the hoof, just to turn the telly down, man. It was, but that tournament there, I don't know, there was just something about it. I don't know if it's because of what we've been through with the pandemic and stuff, but it was even the build-up with my son coming home from school, watching the Scotland game, Scotland Czech Republic game, the first game, the buzz, everybody was just on it together.
And in the fact
I was trying to work out if it's because Scotland was back in it and that's when we were feeling so connected to it, or what it was, but it was a really special tournament.
It really was. So how did it feel, like, moving away from football for a moment, how did it feel to replace Hazel Irvin at the golf? As I believe... You mentioned her previously. She's a bit of an idol of yours, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. Watching Hazel present Grandstand for the first time was the first time I realised that it was a possibility for not just a woman, but a Scottish woman to break into national sports broadcasting. You didn't really hear accents on national telly back then. It was always that kind of standard English accent. So to see somebody who I couldn't see as being too different from myself, then breaking into that made me sort of, it basically gave me the path that I wanted to follow for my career. So yeah, she's been a big inspiration to me, Hazel, and I got to work with her at Snooker a couple of times. I was an assistant producer behind the scenes, but got to meet her and speak to her. And then she decided she didn't want to do the golf anymore. So when I got the phone call to sort of go in and do that role and everything, it was incredible. And I got to do the Masters with her the first time. Her last event was the Masters, and I went along as just to kind of learn from her, really. And yeah, what an incredible week that was.
You know what I noticed during the Olympics footage?
Mm-hmm.
She's tremendous.
Right.
Hazel Irvin is a tremendous presenter. And you know what? She's never changed because she came on to TV. She's just always been this pro. So if you're learning from her, you know, you're definitely learning the best. So fair play.
Yeah, she's amazing. And her knowledge is incredible.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I noticed, like, I see you on Twitter and stuff, Aileen, obviously you do the golf, but you play as well. I've seen you.
Really badly.
what do you play off?
So I still play off like 20-ish, 20, mm-hmm. I think 24 is officially my handicap, but I've not put in a card in about 2 years with everything going on. But I've not been playing that long. I've probably been playing for about 5 years. Mm-hmm. I say seriously, but as in like actually playing regularly. And in that time, I dislocated my ankle and couldn't play for a year and a half. Oof. And then there was a pandemic. So it's not been the most...
Couple of the obstacles in the way there. Couple of the obstacles.
Yeah, it's not been the most consistent. So, I've now, hopefully now I can just concentrate on it. And
what do you prefer, football or golf?
So I played football most of my life and didn't really have the temperament for golf. I got angry on a golf course and threw things and so didn't really enjoy it.
I'm exactly the same.
But I feel like, you know, I've changed as I've got older. You know, running around a football pitch, certainly an 11-a-side pitch, is definitely not for me anymore. But I've mellowed as well on the golf course. So I play a lot more golf than I do football.
I think that takes the edge off your game, but when you lose that mad streak...
Yeah, exactly. I'm a nice footballer and everything now.
So, getting into like the sports media, obviously, I've seen recently and more an influx of women pundits and stuff like that during the football and women commentators. And do you think that it's going to get better, or do you think that there's still like a slight existence of sexism within sports media for women?
I think it has improved incredibly since I've been involved. I was very lucky that I came in. There were already, like I've mentioned them, Gabby, Claire Balding, Hazel Irvin, Jackie Oatley had been the first female commentator on Match mm-hmm. of the Day. They all broke the initial barriers and made it possible for people like myself and others in the industry to come through. Then people like Alex Scott, Karen Carney, Rachel Brown Finnis, they've all come in as pundits and they've been the ones to break that barrier. So in terms of punditry, in female punditry in men's football is still, I think, a lot more recent mm-hmm. than female presenters or reporters. And that is still, I think, the one that is a little bit behind. But you're never going to have, not every male pundit is liked by mm-hmm. every football fan.
Of course.
But you're never going to change everyone's opinion. But I think so long as whatever a female says is regarded in terms of what it is rather than who says it, mm-hmm. then I think barriers are continuing to be broken down. If somebody says to me, I don't like you as a presenter because X, Y, and Z, that's fine, that's their opinion. If somebody says to me, I don't like you as a presenter because you're a woman, then what can I do?
Right.
It's funny what you say there about Alex Scott coming in, because and I know it's a small thing, but in the grand scale of things, now that we're talking about women coming in through media more and more, Alex Scott's going to be one of the commentators on FIFA this year.
That's right. Aye, that's right.
Like, I know it's a video game, but
it's a massive thing as well. That's another benchmark, I would feel, because obviously Alex Scott, yourself, people like that become more prominent on our screens and get associated with football and stuff. So something like that, to go to that progression, it's Derek Ray, it's the other commentator, isn't it? And then you've got Alex Scott as well. Mm-hmm. So
we need to chin him because he says he was going to get our names in the game this year, remember?
I think he was absolutely buttering us up and we took it hook, line and sinker. Ailey, could you get us on as a pundit on one of the shows or something?
No going by this interview, my man.
You can get the alternative view.
We'll now go to pitch side with Toll and Stephen.
It's just the half of the top of your head. You can't even see me at all.
What's your biggest, have you ever, like, obviously your biggest gaff, your biggest mess up on screen or whatever?
I swore up at the tawdry.
Which, I swear when I go up there all the time, it's fucking murder, honestly.
I tried to say score sheet and it didn't come out as score sheet.
I remember that. That went viral because I was laughing my ass off. I'm sorry, but I was laughing my ass off in it.
You and me both. Boyd even crying.
Score sheet.
Score sheet, that's right.
Yeah, it was a good one. And then Coisty was on the co-coms and obviously Coisty's not letting that go.
So. No.
I got another airing like, when we had co-coms. That was brilliant.
Score sheet. Brilliant. Yeah. You see something like, obviously, Only an Excuse. You're that prominent now on our screens. Are you gutted something like Only an Excuse isn't on anymore? Because he'd be doing you, wouldn't he?
No.
I wonder who they would get in. Who would you have impersonate you if you could choose anybody? Who would you have impersonate you?
Have impersonate me?
Right. Can I get Johnny Watson to impersonate him?
No, but doesn't he have like a sidekick?
Yeah, he does. Who else does he have?
Ronnie O'Connor. Ronnie O'Connor used to do a lot of stuff as well. But yeah.
Aye, so you would be getting the Ronnie O'Connor treatment. Would you be up for that?
Yeah, why not?
Well, it's funny you should say that. Please welcome to the show.
Ellie, I'm interested. I'm really interested. Like, when you go to do a match, what does the kind of day consist of? You know, like, is there rehearsals? How, you know, behind the camera, what goes on behind the camera? Because I think a lot of our listeners would be really interested in that.
Yeah, it starts, as you can imagine, a few days before. If not, probably about a week.
You need to get into the stadium earlier and earlier now, don't you?
Exactly. I mean, do you do a lot of research yourself, or does that get handy to you? Do you go out and do a lot of the sort of scouting and getting fact sheets and all that sort of stuff yourself?
Yeah, we get sent stats. Well, it depends who you work for. Sky have statisticians, not a word I can say. So they will send us the sort of match stats, stats between the two teams, player stats, all that kind of thing. But in terms of, you know, your knowledge of how the fans are feeling, things that are happening within the club, what the manager's saying, what the players are saying, that's all kind of gathered through the week through, you know, the usual various fan sites, club sites and all the rest of it. I listen to radio podcasts, all that kind of stuff during the week, watch games, watch the highlights, try and see what I can. Last weekend, I wasn't working on Sunday, so I went to a game, went to watch Aberdeen because I haven't seen them yet with the new players they've brought in. Mm-hmm. So I will go and do that stuff when I've got the time. It's obviously difficult when you're working whenever the games are on. But yeah, you do all that side of thing. And then on a match day, it's a case of turning up, doing the old temperature checks and all that you have to do these days. And then we'll go into studio about an hour or so before and rehearse. A lot of the rehearsal is technical. We don't go through the questions or go through topics of conversations and that sort of thing in the rehearsal. It's more into and out of VTs, technical stuff, graphics, all that kind of thing. So yeah, we do that and then just see what happens when the camera rolls.
Are you just making notes throughout the game then? Obviously, the pundits are probably sitting watching the game, making notes. Are you just sitting going, right, I'm going to ask the guys why this has happened, you know, just throughout the game, you're just sitting there taking it all and making notes, or does the director and stuff like give you questions to do?
It's a bit of a collaboration. So our producer and our assistant producers are sitting in the trucks and they're, you know, you're trying to gauge if there's going to be something that's going to be a theme throughout the game, a player who you might want to focus on. So in the first 10 minutes, you can sort of see, oh, he's looking sharp or he's defending well, whatever it might be. And you start piecing together what you think you might look at the end of the game. But at the same time, I'm also speaking to the pundits, because the more I speak to them during the game, the more I understand how they're viewing the game. Uh-huh. They might want to talk about, or points they might want to bring up. They're also looking at things, and they can speak to the producer and say, like, the diamond in midfield is really working, or they're being really pulled apart, or whatever it might be. Just little bits of analysis we can maybe use. But on commercial telly, as you might have noticed, we don't get a huge amount to talk.
Yeah,
I think half time works out as 2.5 minutes of chat. So if you've had a couple of goals, it's difficult to get that much in at half time. And then full time, we try and elaborate a little bit more. But what we look at in the first half might not happen in the second half, or it might have changed. So yeah, it's...
Has been the case being a Rangers fan, it's not been the same in the second half as what it's been in the first half. I hear you.
So tell me this one, before we move on to the 92nd quiz, Ailey, I'm aware that you're running against time here. So did you know about the Super League before it was announced?
No.
The reason I ask is because I found out recently that one of my mates done all the graphics for all the TV shows for it.
No.
And it was all ready to go and everything like that, and then all the teams pulled out.
Wow.
So I was just wondering if it was just the graphics people that knew about it, or the people behind the scenes.
What you're trying to ask, Ailey, were you tapped up to do the Super League, Ailey? That's what we're around your way of asking.
Yeah, no.
Is there anything left in sports broadcasting that you really want to do, Ailey?
Apart from the Super League.
Loads. I've not done a Summer Olympics. I've not worked on a Men's World Cup. I'm really looking forward to next summer, hopefully being involved in a home Women's Euros. There are a lot of things that I would love to still do and tick off. And it's just basically, you know, the bigger events are the ones you always want to work on. But
yeah,
you know, it's quite a... You know, it's just being in this industry and continuing doing what you're doing, and
yeah,
you know, that's the big thing. You know, if I'm still doing Scottish football next season and the role I'm doing now, then I'll be happy, because it means nobody's kicked me out.
Well, you know, you were involved in the Euros this season, so next winter you might get yourself a nice wee holiday to Qatar.
It'd be lovely.
No, yeah, bad. Bring it
that
on.
That would be all right.
Talking about the score sheets, there we go.
Can you get thrown out of Qatar for that?
You don't get thrown out, you get the jail.
So, Ailey, every week on Football Daft, we put our guest's Scottish football knowledge to the test with our 92nd quiz. Are you up for it?
Yeah, let's give it a whirl.
Brilliant. We've got a wee leaderboard here. Top of the leaderboard is David Martindale. He's at the top with a score of 16. In joint second, it's John Sutton, Chick Young and Hamilton's Scott Martin, all on 15. Mark Wilson and Keith Lasley are in third place with 14. Other selected scores include Super Scoreboard's Gordon Duncan on 11, ESPN's Derek Ray on 10, and former Sky Sports commentator Andy Gray on 6. At the bottom, it's singer-songwriter Callum Beattie.
Poor Callum
Beattie with 1. Is there anybody on that leaderboard you'd like to beat, Ailey?
Davey Martindale.
Let's do it. There we go.
Come on.
Can I ask you questions?
You can ask questions, but you've got 90 seconds, Ailey. You can't pass. Even if you don't know the answer, you must give a answer. Okay? Right, Chris will read the questions out to you. John, you ready with 90 seconds?
I have 90 seconds ready to go.
And your time starts now. What was the score in last week's Ayrshire Derby?
2-0.
Who did Celtic sign Joe Hart from?
Man City.
Who scored Rangers' goal against Malmo in the second leg?
Oh my God, I watched it. Morelos.
In what year was St Johnstone formed?
1884.
What is the name of Clyde's home stadium?
Broadwood.
Which Scottish player currently holds the record for biggest transfer fee?
Ryan Kent. He's not even Scottish.
Stephen Glass was a coach at which club before joining Aberdeen?
Atlanta.
Russell Martin has just joined which side as manager?
Swansea.
Stephen Aitken left which club as manager this week?
No idea. Hamilton, even though it's not.
The Harry Rags are the nickname of which club? Also known as the Jags.
Pardon the soul.
Which player did St Johnstone receive the most money for in transfer fees?
Callum Davidson.
Paul Bernard is which club's record signing?
Aberdeen. Let's go for it. I think it's
Thistle. Who did Rangers sign Tory Andrew Flo from?
Chelsea.
What team's Lauren Shanklin just signed for?
Bearshot.
Baxter the Birdie is a mascot of which club?
Who, sorry?
Baxter the Bridie.
The Bridie.
Forfar.
Who was St Johnstone manager before Tommy Wright?
Steve Lomas.
A lot. That's going to be tight, man. It's going to be tight.
I don't think it's enough.
Think it's enough, do you?
I don't think it's enough.
I'll go through your wrong answers, Ailey. Celtic got Joe Hart from Spurs.
I know.
I went Tottenham it. After Man City. So
yeah.
Can you give it?
Got to accept your first answer, I'm afraid. Got to accept your first answer. Which Scottish player currently holds the record transfer fee? It's Kieran Tierney, obviously, moving from Celtic to Arsenal. Steve Aitken left East Kilbride this week. I'll give you the Harry Rags. Chris helped you out with that one. That's Partick Thistle. But not bad at all. I think you are, maybe apart from, I'm just going to look at the scoreboard
I'm
now.
Looking at the scoreboard as well.
Scoreboard now.
So we've got David Martindale in 16th, second it's Chick Young,
you've
Johnson.
You've beaten Andy Gray. You've beaten Derek Gray. You've beaten Gordon Duncan from Super Scoreboard. 13 points.
Oh.
I was going to say you're a top pundit, but Chick Young's on 15.
I should have asked faster. I'm sorry.
I was going to say it's Chris Toll's fault.
Yeah, blame Chris. Blame Chris.
To be fair, I was rattling
you
through
were,
them.
You were, mate. You were. Ailey, 13. That's a great score.
I was absolutely going that fast. I missed out the Stephen Glass question. Was that quick? I just went right past it. God damn.
Well, no, 13's great. But Ailey, obviously it's been a pleasure speaking to you and wish you all the best in the rest of your career and, of course, the game tonight.
Thank you very much. Yep. Sweaty
pants. Enjoy. Thanks a lot, Ailey. Thanks for joining us.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Been involved in a road traffic accident? Get them now at notatfaultclaims.com.
Oh, that was Hayley Barber. She was brilliant.
She was brilliant.
She's a class act.
And not just that, she knows her stuff.
She does know
so
stuff.
Well in the quiz. Aye. As well.
Well, she get 13?
You know, 13.
She's not just ticking a box.
She's not.
A proper.
She's class.
Proper pundit she's class. And presenter. Good for her.
And you could tell me say to her at the end that you might have beaten the last. Martindale.
Aye. No half. And then she's. When we're wrapping up, she's get one foot out the door to go to the football.
Go to the football.
She nearly jumped through her front window to get away from you.
She's sitting there like, you two dicks, what, hurry up, I've got a game to go. No, she was lovely and it was great having her own. And I've got a wee crush on her, man.
You better not tell Nick on that. You'll not be watching the football again,
I
Stephen.
I know.
That Ailey Barber's not presenting this, is she?
But remember and listen to it, troops on Football Daft Meets, we're calling in it, John.
It is Football Daft Meets. Yep, that you can hear that every Monday.
Yes.
We just heard Ailey there. So that'll be on every Monday. Then tomorrow, you'll be able to hear Rangers Daft and Celtic Daft as we're back at the weekend's games.
That'll be available. And remember to sign up to the Patreon at patreon.com/footballdaft so you can get the video version, the outtakes, teammates, and to become a pundit on Rangers and Celtic Daft. And you really need to do that because I might not be doing it anymore the way the teams are playing. So we'll need somebody.
I tell you what, you need to hear Ailey Barber's teammates this week because Boydie got a wee bit tight. Eh?
Boydie did get it tight, aye. And much to the amusement of Crystal, he loved
it. The way that it should be. But lads, another great fun episode, another great fun interview. Here's to the next one.
Yes, you've got a wee, look at you. Look at your eyes and all that.
Oh,
like,
man, I've got a wee sparkling, man.
You've got a wee spark. The spark's back in it. I've not seen the sparkling toes eyes since she's got haunted 9 in a row, man. Anyway, leave a review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can get us on socials and Twitter at Football Daft Pod, Football Daft Podcast on Instagram, and just search for Football Daft on Facebook.
Up and out.
Up and out.
Audio Frontier.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com. Mm-hmm.